Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like Mount Rushmore shows and stupid poll questions, you've chosen the wrong sports radio show. Expect more. Live from Atlanta, it's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. I guarantee you they can. JK Show, CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you finding us, being a part of the show, being a part of our social media family at CBS Sports Radio, at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E. And so many of you have reached out. As now, you'll check out my Twitter profile. I am a radio free agent. Now, not for my network show, which will continue here on CBS Sports Radio, but I'm now a radio free agent. My local show is over after 20 years. My local show's over, so I don't want to be panhandling on the corner. So if you enjoy the work, you know, please make a few phone calls on my behalf. Send a few tweets. I'd appreciate it very, very much. Anthony, you're gonna take care of the canned goods or something like that if it comes down to it. We may need some canned goods. We can do a little canned food drive.
Yeah, if you ever need a place to stay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll work these things out. I'm not mocking you. I'm just trying to have a little fun because if you follow on social media, it's one of those things where you got to laugh. You got to smile. You got to laugh. And I've been a person this entire time that has preached to everybody about positivity during the coronavirus pandemic. And in a million years, I didn't think that I would end up losing a gig that I have loved for 20 years due to the coronavirus. It touches everybody. And if you're one of those people out there in the audience that has dealt with this too, God bless you. And I will walk this walk with you. And in the meantime, if you're looking for someone to entertain you on a radio station, just give me a call because John's available. We did have the press conference earlier, though, Anthony. I'm definitely more East Coast than West Coast. I mean, I think I scream more East Coast than West Coast, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean,
not even close.
Can you imagine? Hey, L.A., how you doing, L.A.? Let's gnarly, dudes. Let's go, let's go hit the beach. Yeah, it's probably not it. Even though I was very proud to come in and tell you today, Pierno, 20 pounds. 20 pounds in 50 days.
Look at you. Good going.
So I got my corona, the COVID-19. I had the COVID-14. And so I took off the COVID-14 and then I continued. Shaq's trainer had told me to, get on it and said, now you haven't hit the finish line. Just because you've taken off 20, that's not the finish line. He goes, I expect another 15 out of you. So there is so much work to be done. So I've got a lot more work to be done there. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by our friends at GEICO. Right now, GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what they could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit GEICO.com to learn more today. We will look forward to having a chance to catch up a little bit later on this hour, around 20 minutes past the hour. Kendall Gill from NBC Sports Chicago joins us as we discuss, well, a Western Conference Finals that isn't very sexy to me, and an Eastern Conference Final that the Celtics pulled back into last night with a victory. But I want to get to your phone calls. A lot of people want to get in. Kay in Atlanta joins us. Kay, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
John, good morning, and if I can take 15 seconds to just wish you the best. I'll listen to you and your partners that also are no longer there. You're smart, you're bright, you'll be the best free agent on the market. It's happened to me 10 years ago, 11 years ago during the financial crisis, And I am in a job now that I absolutely love and could not imagine not being at. So,
you're telling me sometimes the unexpected turns in life are the best, right?
Absolutely. And it gives you a chance. You work with Stake and some guys there before. Yes. I get to Matthew Stafford. And it, right now is a Jewish holiday to reflect. And this is what this holiday is about, is reflection. And I think it gives you a chance to reflect. Take a deep breath. You're going to wake up and go, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be at the station. I'm supposed to be doing some research. But I think it's a time for inner reflection. And at the end of the day, I'm going to turn on the radio or look somewhere, and it might not be radio, and there's John Kincaid. And you're going to find the fit that's meant for you. So,
Kay, you made my day. Thank you very much, and I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, and Matthew Stafford, real quickly, you're old enough to remember Paul Harvey, the rest
sure.
of the story.
Paul Harvey.
Right. So I love you, John, but let's do the rest of the story about Matt. Not just I don't buy the whole athletes, the just play ball. You know, I think there's a fine line. Matt Stafford made a $1.5 million donation to the University of Georgia, where
Correct.
He's an alumna. $350,000 of which is to the athletic department for a program on diversity, inclusion, social justice. He endowed two scholarships for kids that get in but can't afford it. And then he allocated money to the football program and cheerleading because his wife was a cheerleader.
Sure.
But the part about the story you read on the Players Tribune, the first part of the story is he went to work out in Georgia with one guy. I can't remember the receiver he went with. I don't know if it was – I just don't remember. But it was another white guy. They used the same facility, no problems. He goes back a week later with a bunch of his African-American teammates, and he catches holy heck. And it has to leave the facility. So I think that prompted.
Oh, yeah.
Part
well, no,
of
and
it.
Again,
so that's
and again, but Kay, again,
story. So I just
again,
wanted to
though,
mention that.
And I appreciate it. One of the things I always say, though, Kay, is that, yes, and I think Matt, and I'll look forward to seeing him at Goldberg's. I run into him at Goldberg's in Sandy Springs all the time during the off season, him and his beautiful bride. And I can tell you is that I'm excited for, I love that Matt's using his platform. But I think the one thing is, though, is that we can't just shut up and play football anymore. I had a problem with that part of it because no one's asking you to. No one's asking you to not do that. I got to run. Thank you for your time. Mitch in New Jersey joins us. Mitch, what's up, brother?
How's it going, John?
Good, Mitch.
I'm so sorry that you know you're not going to be working. I put the app on.
I'm going to be working here. So I'm going to still be working with you. I'm going to be working here, so you can still call me here, and everything will be great.
Well, one day is just not enough. You got to be busy.
I'll be busy.
That shouldn't be closed off, you know?
I'll be busy. I'll make sure. I'm going to make sure that I'm busy.
Good. You don't pull an Andrew Bynum. Happy birthday to Mrs. K.
Thank you very much. She'll be spoiled later, I promise you.
That's the minimum that you have to do, right?
Yes.
Before I get to the sports, how about the opening music? I don't know the name of the song, but I love the beat. Beverly Hills Cop, the first one, which is the best. I love that song.
Bum, 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 bum. That one, right?
That is great.
That's Axl's theme is what's that called. So go to iTunes or whatever and download Axl's theme. That's the name of that song. You know I'm an idiot savant when it comes to this stuff.
I love it. You got such good knowledge. Rams, they got a lot of talent since the Kurt Warner days. It is a big year for golf. I don't have the points for that, but I don't get into gambling because the house usually wins. So they have a plethora of wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, the deep. I don't see the Eagles. I don't see it being a close game.
And I think the Eagles. How about this? I think the Eagles are going to surprise, and I think that they will both be 1-1 after the game. But we'll check. I got to run. I got to get to some other people here. Thank you, Mitch. Mark in Michigan joins us. Mark, you're on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, John. Yeah, I was reading online yesterday about the 16 teams in the Major League Baseball postseason is likely, it said, the headline, likely to remain after this
Correct.
Year, which I think...
Just for one more year, because by last year, remember, next year is the last year of the collective bargaining agreement. So they're going to have to redo everything. So this is the last year. We'll be coming up 2021.
And I was also reading about... Barry Trammell in the Daily Oklahoman said the Big 12 basically saved college football because the ACC and the SEC, they were in, but they needed one more league of the Power Five to say they were in. And if the Big 12 said they were out, the likely scenario would have been no football.
I don't believe that at all. And I can tell you I've got great contacts across the SEC and some in the ACC. And I can tell you that there was no way, and I've read that from a few places, there was no way that the ACC and the SEC were calling off football if the Big 12 didn't join it. There was zero chance. I've heard that debunked by a ton of people that I trust very, very much around the business. But good job, Mark. Appreciate it, buddy. Jeff in Dallas joins us. Jeff, you're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Big Stones?
So, what's up, man?
So, one thing. That guy stole my thunder about the Stafford thing, and I'm with you on that was a perfect expose or whatever that op-ed. I used too big of a word on a Sunday morning. To describe, he grew up in Lily White, Highland Park, where you have a $3 million home, you're poor. So that went good. But since that guy covered my stuff, I want to call Omaha and do an audible.
Okay.
You need to get your agent in touch, and this may turn some of your viewers off, with like Fox and go on Fox Nation. Nowhere out there is there a market where you have sports and politics and how they kind of interwove. Since it's taking over, sports has taken over the political scene, the social justice scene. You're probably the only guy, hence Big Stones, that can get in there and pull it off because you made some comments that have made
people think. I appreciate that. And the one thing I would say though is that I appreciate that very much, and I thank you for your call. Is the idea that I just don't tend to, I don't know, Anthony. It's almost like I'm trying to say I'm very complicated when it comes to politics. I don't tend to be somebody who you can. I don't know if I fit in any box. I don't know if I'd fit in the Fox box. I don't know if I could fit in the CNN box. I don't think I could fit in anybody's, you know, sort of platform politically because they're all tend to be leaning one way or the other. And I tend to be a free thinker. I tend to be more of a guy who considers myself a libertarian. And I am also, I don't care what Anthony does in the privacy of his own home. I don't care. It doesn't interest me. I don't care what my neighbors are doing. So I don't know where I fit. And I also, too, I've made it a point, too. I really do try to keep politics out of my shows. And I think that people enjoy that. And I think that that has served me well. But I appreciate your call, and I thank you for your support. You can join us at 855-212-4CBS if you wish, here on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio. There are... Anthony, if I was to change my Survivor pool pick based on you trying to now say to me, look at the 49ers. Okay, you already realize how relentlessly nagging I can be when I want to be. If I was to change my Survivor
pool. And the Jets somehow pull off a miraculous win this
afternoon. If your Jets do it, I change against the Jets based on the recommendation of a diehard Jets fan. And you are a diehard Jets fan. I would come up there and beat your backside with a shoe. I mean, I can't. But now you put doubts into my head because I love Tampa Bay today. I love Tampa today. You? Do you? I mean, when you're purveying the schedule. Now you understand? Do you understand?
No, I agree with you on Tampa Bay. I'm just saying. I mean, the Jets are just awful.
Yeah, they are. They look awful.
And again, I'm just in a bad mood this week with my sports team. So
you're in a bad mood. You know, it's this. Now, look, that line is 7, though, and that's what's got you suspicious. That's got you suspicious. That line is 7. But you realize the Jets being only underdogs by 7 is strange to me because the Washington football team is 7-point underdogs this week on the road. The Texans are 7-point underdogs at home in a game. Like, the line being 7, I got to tell you, you brought it up to me earlier. It is bizarre.
It is.
That's a bizarre line. And one of my mentors in the biz, Howard Eskin, said to me from a very, very young age, the line is telling me something. And that's always his line. The line is telling me something. Now, here's another thing that I know Howard has preached over the years, just to give you a little bit of a heads up. When in college football, I don't know that this holds to the pros, but it's something that I have followed many times, and boy, if it doesn't turn out to be right all the time. that you look at the game that from its opening line to the day of the game has had the biggest line movement. And whatever way the line has moved during that time, find the two or three games where the line has moved the most in one direction from where it opened, and then bet against the public. That's a little pointer. I don't know if that holds for the NFL, but I find it fascinating the Falcons are 3.5-point underdogs at the Cowboys. I find that a fascinating line. 3.5 points is to me, that doesn't make sense to me. That line doesn't make sense. It's a strange line because I'm thinking, well, that line should be much different than that. But it's not. That's one that just confuses me. The Eagles now are favored by 1.5 over the Rams. Now, the Eagles are getting back three critical players. And if you look at the numbers, not only do you get your running back in Miles Sanders, but you get your right tackle back. And when Lane Johnson plays for the Eagles, the winning percentage for the Eagles is like 68% in his career. When he plays, the Eagles win all like 7 out of 10 times. So there are some things that you point to there that raise your opinion and go, okay, maybe this is going to go that way. Kansas City, 8.5-point favorites on the road. I don't tend to like that. That's a big road favorite. That's a big road favorite. You'll have more time to get in on your phone lines at the bottom of the hour, but you can join us too. Remember, follow along on Twitter at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E. Kendall Gill covers the NBA for NBC Sports Chicago. He understands what these battles are like. I want to know, is there any chance that the Lakers just sort of underestimate this young Nuggets team? Plus, what about the Heat? And where'd this come from? It's the John Kincaid Show. Thanks for jumping aboard on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. He's John Kincaid, and this is his show on CBS Sports Radio. Here's John Kincaid.
I appreciate that. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Plenty of time for your calls after the bottom of the hour. A lot of you people want to get in, and I'd love to hear from you. We're joined by Kendall Gill. 15 years in the NBA, that is a lot of wear and tear on the knees and the ankles and everything. NBA NBC coverage in Chicago as a Bulls analyst. Kendall, tell me this. Getting out of bed today and any other morning, does a guy who competed at a high athletic level like you, do you feel it every morning, the wear and tear you put in your body as an NBA player?
No, because I'm not like most retired NBA players. I actually am the leader of a fitness group here called the 60-40 Club. And, I'm pretty much down still at my playing weight. So, I don't have the aches and pains. And I run on AstroTurf every day. So, the aches and pains are not with me. But most guys, it is because, sometimes they just play golf and don't stay active. I think if you stay active, then you won't have the wear and tear and the pains and stuff that you will have had after like a 10-plus NBA career. So I guess I'm just one of the lucky ones.
No, you're putting in the work. That's what you're doing. You're putting in the work and showing other people how it's. There you go. All right, Kendall, how did I miss the Miami Heat? How did I miss the boat on this team? Coming into the bubble, I had no idea. I thought they could win a first-round playoff series. I had no idea that they were going to be two wins from the NBA Finals. What is it about that Miami team that I may have missed that you didn't?
Well, it's the culture that they have down there. It's the culture that they have down there. Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra. I actually played for them for one season. And, I can tell that all of the guys that are there have been indoctrinated into that culture. It's tough style of basketball, never say die. Don't shake the hand of your enemy. Actually, I was watching the game yesterday, and I was surprised that Bam Adebayo took Hayward's hand to when he offered him to pick it up, because Pat Riley never allowed that when I was there. So, and then you have three all-stars, because Goran Dragic has been an all-star, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, of course, who have made the all-defensive team this year and was an all-star as well. And then I think the leadership that Jimmy Butler brings to the table. You know, he's showing that I don't have to score a lot of points in order to affect the game. You go back to game two and see how he had those key steals at the end of the game, but he didn't have to score that much. I think that these guys sacrifice on both ends of the floor. And, you know, teams like this, I can relate this to college basketball. These are the teams that you don't want to play in the NCAA tournament. Miami Heat are one of those teams.
Did the Sixers make a big mistake by not deciding to try to build around Jimmy Butler?
No, I don't think so. I think that the Sixers will be fine. I think that what the Sixers need is those guys that you put around Embiid and Simmons. And I know there's been a lot of talk about, you know, can these two coexist? But I think that you need the players to put around them. Like, you know, I would have tried to retain J.J. Redick, you know, sure. A veteran that can shoot the basketball. You need guys like that, guys that are going to understand their role and you know, understand what the stars do and fill in accordingly. But I thought Jimmy, you know, I thought Jimmy made, when he left Philly, though, I thought that was a bad move for him, because I thought that with Jimmy, with the 76ers, that was a team ready-made to contend for a title. But, you know, Jimmy saw it before all of us. You know, because he goes to Miami, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to go to Miami, and just like you just said earlier, he'll probably win one playoff series. But look at them now in the Eastern Conference Finals, and, you know, with the exception of the game last night, sure. You know, they're looking like two contenders.
What's it about the youngest team, and I was reading this yesterday, youngest team to get to the conference finals in a long time in this Denver Nuggets team? What is it about them, and do you think that this is going to be a year, even if they don't win, that is just a launching off point for that franchise?
Exactly. I think it's a launching off for that franchise. Jamal Murray has turned into a superstar in these playoffs. I mean, we already knew he was a good player, but he really turned into a superstar throughout this whole bubble playoff stint. The way that he scored against Utah, then the way that he came back and played big time against the Clippers, who really everybody, a lot of people had him picked to win the championship. And then you take Jokic. They have two key guys that they can build around. And, you know, this is just you may be looking at a Western Conference power in the future, because these guys are young, as you mentioned before. And, you know, I don't see anybody really contending with them in a couple of years if they keep the core together and continue to put solid veterans around them.
If you were to take a phone call today from Steve Ballmer, what was the problem with the Clippers? Because I think not getting to the conference finals is underachieving for that team. Am I wrong?
Total disappointment. You know, and if you're Ballmer, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand that Kawhi Leonard, yes, is one of the top five players in the NBA, but he's never really had to be a leader. You look at Toronto, Kyle Lowry was really the leader. You look at San Antonio, Tim Duncan. And all those guys were the leaders. Kawhi really was just out there, give me the basketball and let me score. This time he really had to be a leader on that team. This is the thing that I think that the Clippers need to do. They need to go out and try and get a guy like Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose still a guy who can play. And as a matter of fact, I thought that Derrick had the Detroit Pistons been 500 or above, Derrick would have easily made the All-Star team, but he had an All-Star caliber type year, but he's a guy that can run that offense, that can break people down, that can score. And if you look at the Clippers, really they're relegated to shooting three-point shots, with the exception of Kawhi and maybe Paul George on occasion taking a mid-range shot. They really don't have a lead guard that can break people down. You know, I like Patrick Beverley from here in Chicago, where I'm from, but he's, in my opinion, a guy that should come off of the bench. And a guy that should spill your lead guard. Derrick Rose has all those qualities. I think with Derrick Rose, if they try to acquire Derrick Rose, and that's been the rumor since they've lost, that now you're looking at a team that really, really has the possibility of winning a championship.
If you were looking, if I made you a GM for the day,
yeah,
would you, and you were looking for a coach for your team, does it matter, like, if I told you, like, okay, Ty Lue's sitting in your office waiting for an interview. Mike D'Antoni's come in. Billy Donovan's come in. Does it just matter, like, what talent you've assembled on your roster to decide one of those guys? Or is there some guy maybe I'm not even thinking about that's ready to take that next step as a head coach?
You know, I mean, we're in that situation here in Chicago.
Sure.
We have not picked a head coach yet. So, to me, this is what was most important to me when I was playing, whether I respected that coach's ability to coach me or not. And out of all those guys that you just mentioned, Ty Lue is sitting there. He has championship experience both as a player and a coach. That brings instant credibility, and he would put a solid team around him. So, you know, and I know people say, oh, Ty Lue, oh, he only had LeBron James. He's the only reason why he won the championship. Well, yeah, that makes a big difference. However, he's had championship experience, and he has a couple rings. So, you know, that's the guy that I would probably look at, because when he walked, the minute he walked in that locker room, every player in there has to respect him, and he knows
that's
the
awesome.
Game. So that's the way that I would go.
Looking forward to the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals, getting to the NBA Finals. Kendall, keep it going, man, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
Can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song. And he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ba-da-da-da. Thank you, Anthony, we got that in. Boston Legal, always still. It just makes me laugh. It's such a cool. All right. This gets me going in the morning. I need it this week. All right. John Kincaid, radio free agent. And I'll tell you, I got a little soliloquy coming up for you in just a few moments, but I'm so excited. Got NFL selections coming up for you. My luscious locks. Absolutely luscious. I will get them done. So, Anthony, as promised, I tweeted out the picture of Richard Simmons crashing my homecoming, my housewarming party. And that was 26 years ago in suburban Philadelphia. First of all, how good looking was I? I mean, honestly, I've aged well, but I mean, dude,
yeah, you still have a beautiful head of hair.
Look at that head of hair. I mean, that was Joey from Friends quality hair, and that was, you said, what kind of cat was Richard Simmons holding?
Yeah, it looked like a cat,
and it wasn't a cat. It was that's like a Yorkie, like a dark Yorkie, that was owned by the person who's cut in half in the picture at the very far right. I remember it was his dog. That was his dog. And I don't know where Richard kept his keys and his wallet and everything in those athletic shorts, but I think I know.
Yeah, where?
Look at the picture for yourself. I think I know where he was.
Was Mr. Simmons a fan of Mr. Kincaid?
Mr. Simmons was a fan. Yes, he was very much a fan. He enjoyed it. In fact, every time he would come by, he would say, like when he'd come and visit the, and we called it Melrose Place because we were all young people owning our first homes and stuff like that. So we called it Melrose Place. At the time, that was the popular show on TV. And whenever he'd come and visit Melrose, he always wanted to come and see Billy. I guess he thought I was Billy. which really bothered me, because Billy was like my least favorite character on Melrose Place. Why couldn't I be Jake? Why couldn't I be the hunky Jake? Why'd I have to be Billy? I'm not sappy like Billy. I'm not, you know, even though Courtney Thorne Smith, very just underrated. 855-212-4CBS. Carl in Chicago joins us. Carl, what's going on?
John, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, all right, buddy boy.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, you did with Tony the whole the 7 teams that are not going to make the playoffs. And I said the Eagles. You cut me off, and then you made fun of me on the air. You made fun of me, and now they're 0-1. I'm telling you, Carson Wentz is injured. He's not going to be able to grow out of the pocket the same way. And now with Alshon Jeffrey coming into week 7, 8, 9, I know you're a homer, but I love you so much. I actually went into the fan on Monday and Tuesday, and I went on my computer to listen to you on the fan in Atlanta talk about Braves baseball.
Just to hear it?
That's how much I love you.
I love you for that. I love you for that. Now the local show's over, so thank you for your call. But hopefully I will, as a radio free agent, I will find a new home very, very soon. What do you think, Anthony? On the beach, maybe? Do I spend, you know, because like I'm looking to create, you create a show with a bunch of other creative and talented people, but you create a show for 20 years that stays in this business. It's hard. I have one more creation in me.
I'm thinking about something on the mean streets of Philly.
You think Philly? You think I go home? Can you go home again, though? Have you ever heard that expression, you know, you can't go home again? I don't know.
Bon Jovi said you could go home again.
Yes, I think you can. Let's see what Dwayne in Westchester, Pennsylvania has to say. That's where I came from. The picture I just tweeted out is from Exton.
Hello.
And Dwayne joins us. Dwayne, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call this morning. As I said, I grew up in outside of Philly suburbs, but I went to Westchester University over there by QVC's.
Dwayne, did you go to high school out there, or is it just college?
No, I went to Springfield, Montgomery County, but I ended up going to Westchester University.
Okay, well, Westchester University, I coached ice hockey at Westchester East, and then I coached ice hockey at Downingtown.
Okay, so how about that? The home of the Whippets.
Yeah, the Whippets. That was my team. In fact, I brought down. I led Downingtown to its first championship and its first state championship playoffs with me as the head coach. How about that?
Congratulations, man. I did not know that. I have a
Isn't
lot of my Westchester buddies went to Downingtown when they were the football dominance of that time period.
Well, I went to Cardinal O'Hara.
Okay.
So I was over in Delaware, in Springfield, Delco. So what do you got going on?
I'm down here in Charlotte, but just happened to catch the show. Well, I just have a quick question regarding the Eagles. Tell me who you think the actual leader of the team is. Because what I saw last week, I couldn't tell nobody leading the team to do anything. We just look defeated as we got down and just didn't, things just weren't clicking. So I just want to hear your take on it.
I do not, I think that it's very, very dangerous when you don't have a defined leader.
Correct.
And I don't believe they have a defined leader yet. I think that comes from winning, leading, toughest times, fighting through it. So that's going to be a role that someone's going to have to jump into. I don't think they have it either. I don't think they have it yet. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
I don't think they've got it yet. True. All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Sorry to lead everybody down the memory lane there. But he's right in Westchester, which is incredible. I would tell you, there are so many games that intrigued me this week for a variety of different reasons. But what always intrigues me is my luscious locks. They're beautiful.
It's time for JK's Luscious Locks this NFL Sunday.
All right, I was said I'm right now at 33% on the season. And you don't want to be a whiner, but hell, I'll be a whiner. All because of DeAndre Swift. Did you see that, Anthony? If DeAndre Swift catches a ball, and I love DeAndre, Philly kid, went to University of Georgia, class act. If he catches a ball right in his hands, Lions win the game cover, and I am 2-1. But that's why they tell you not to gamble. I got three games for you this week. We will go underdogs in one. What do you want, the underdogs? Let's give you the underdog. I'll take the Texans at home against the Ravens. That line is sitting there at 7 today. I will take the Houston Texans against the Ravens. How could you do that? The Ravens are the best team in the world. Nobody can beat them. I'm not saying they're going to lose. I just think the Texans being a 7-point underdog at home is way too much. I'll go to another home team, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're 1.5-point underdogs. They opened up the week as a 2-point underdog. Now they're 1.5-point favorites. That line swung by 3.5 over the course of the week. The Eagles looked terrible last week. The Rams put a hell of an effort together against the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, Rams, as an Eagles fan, for beating the Cowboys. But today, the Eagles are going to beat you. The Eagles win this game today. It's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be anything. But remember, the Philadelphia Eagles managed to beat the Rams and Sean McVay. Doug Peterson has owned Sean McVay. And I think that's going to be a trifecta, and I think it's going to continue. He's already beaten them twice, and he's going to beat them again. Then we got the Bucks at home. And I'm not going to let Anthony Pierno intimidate me into trying to take the Jets or anything. is is the team take the 49ers to beat the Jets. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to roll today. They're going to want to make a statement. They've done a lot to put pressure on themselves. They win by at least 10. Buccaneers minus 8.5. So, Texans plus 7, Eagles minus 1.5, Buccaneers minus 8.5. Those are your luscious locks. And they are quite luscious. They really are. They are quite luscious. It's unbelievable. So I am not going to allow Anthony to intimidate me into taking the 49ers, because I just know. I just know that something would have the potential to go really bad. Something really could go bad for me if I make a choice. One of the things you got to do in life is you have to sit back and make a decision, and you got to stick with it. So I will stick with it. I'm going to stick with my pick. Going to go with the Buccaneers in the eliminator pool. I don't know what people call it. A couple weeks ago, I used a term that someone got really mad at me for using. So eliminator pool, let's put it that way. That's what my predictions are for the day. And I'll let them be out there on the Twitter feed for you, too. A lady saying here, Anthony, that I look exactly like myself all these years later. See? The Richard Simmons picture paying off. Here's what I would like to close with today. So many of you in the listening audience have been affected by the pandemic. And all through the pandemic, we've been very, very positive on this show. We've decided to take a really positive stance about it. Toughen up. Fight your way through it. We're all going to make it through this. And you know what? That's really easy talk. And then it hits home. And I found that out this week. My radio show, after 20 years, I got shown the door. And I know that so many in the listening audience have lived that at one point in their lives or have seen that. And it's so easy to say to people, buck up. Be positive. Keep your chin up. I've said that to people a million times. It's still a kick to the privates. And so for the first time in my life, I have nowhere to be on Monday for work. But I've been so blessed. I hope I'm going to be blessed again to be able to do that. But I can share with you that your kindness on social media this week, a lot of you follow along on social media from around the country have chimed in. I love y'all. John Kincaid Show continues here on the network. We'll find other opportunities and other venues, and who knows where that next opportunity comes. So for the first time tomorrow, I'm not going to sleep in, though. My wife said, don't sleep in. So I won't sleep in. And happy birthday to my beautiful bride, Christina. I'm sorry, this drama of the week has overshadowed your birthday, but I'm going to make sure you have a special day. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Tony Pierno rocks. On Twitter, follow him at Tony Pierno. And thanks to Kevin Dexter. We'll be back next Sunday, spreading more sunshine and joy into your life. DA Sunday Football is coming up next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.